The Rambam writes in Hilchos Ovel, Perik Yudalet Halacha Zayin, Yireli Shenachomas Aveilim Koydim LeBikke Choylim. If you have mitzvahs of Nicham Aveilim or Bikke Choylim, Nicham Aveilim goes first, says the Rambam. Shenicham Aveilim is Gemilas Chesed Im Achayim Vim Hamesim. Gemilas Nicham Aveilim is Chesed with the living and with the ones who passed away. Masha Ein Kain on the other side. Gemilas Chesed is only with a living person. So with this introduction, we see that we have to be very careful what we say when we're going to be Menachal Ovel, because we're Menachem the Mesim too. And the Mesim for sure don't want we should speak things that are not appropriate if we're coming to do a Gemilas Chesed with them. Now, most of the people don't have an inkling what the mitzvah of Nichem Aveilim is. And let me quote you from different sources. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the mitzvah from Nichem Aveilim is to try not to talk about, a little bit about the deeds of the person, but to try to give nechama, comfort to the Aveilim, that kol milse de oved rachmona letava oved. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the best. And this is the lashon from the Aruch HaShulchan. You can't say what could we do, because that's like showing that what was done was not good. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, El Yenachmeyu, you should comfort him. The whole ma, the Ovid Rachmon, the Tava Ovid, the Yikabul Gzeres Hashem Yisborach, Be'ahava. You should accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decree, Be'ahava. Ve'en on Yoidim, and we don't know ma nikre toiva, umaya hepach. And with this, I want to say a story. What does it mean, comforting somebody? Because just like there's a mitzvah from comforting somebody who lost a relative, there's a mitzvah to comfort somebody who lost his money or was sentenced to jail. And there was once a person, Chofetz Chaim says, who was sentenced to jail for several years, and it was freezing, and the food was inedible. And when the Jew came out of jail, he was unaffected. So all the psychologists and the psychiatrists wanted to meet this person and find out, what was your secret? You were so tortured and you came out in such good shape. What was your key to success? He said in a few sentences, it's true, everything was taken from me. My freedom, my dignity, my family, my friends, and all my possessions. However, there was one thing that they couldn't take, the way I look at things. You can't take away how I look at things. My faith in the Creator remained mine. And I knew all along that just as He put me into prison, so too He could remove me wherever He wanted. And no matter what, I retained my ability to pray to Him and to entreat Him to release me. So what do we see from over here? That one of the main things we're supposed to talk to the Aveilim is to talk about Amunah B'Kodesh Baruch Hu. It doesn't mean that you tell the Aveilim you didn't suffer a tragedy. Self-understood. Everybody understands that when you lose a close relative, you're suffering a tragedy. But we could tell them how great HaKodesh Baruch Hu is, that whatever He does, we don't understand it, and we have to strengthen ourselves in Amunah and B'tochen. And that's the chesed with the Mesim. The kindliness, what we do with the Mesim, is through them we strengthen our Amunah. It's like the Ramban says, that when somebody's nifta, it's like a relative left this world and went off, a relative goes away overseas. So you cry, but you're crying because you're missing the person, but you know he went away for his benefit. The same thing when somebody's nifta. We have to try to look for ways. I mean, you have to practice up on it. You have to look at the Svarim to see what stories about Amunah and Betochen you have to say. But just the talk, Dvorim, Ba'alma, at least talk about the chesed, what the Meis did, but just to go remind yourself about the olden days, you learned in yeshiva and the principle was this, that's not what was supposed to be spoken in the house of Avelis. I remember there was somebody years ago who lost his wife, and thousands of people came to me Menachal Ovelim, and Rabbi Miller Zichrono Levracha came to Menachal Ovelim, and it was there for exactly a minute and a half. And the young man told me he got the most chizik from Rabbi Miller. Rabbi Miller said, since this person wanted to do all the mitzvahs, and he wanted to have a large family, So Chishev Las, his mitzvah is Kiilu Osa mitzvah. It's like he brought his children to the chuppah. He just didn't have to go through the pain of Tzar Gidl Bonim. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's considered like that. The young man told me this was the greatest comfort. There were times when Rabbi Miller didn't walk into shiva houses from his close people because he didn't have the right words of comfort. And the Sforim write, Ike mitzvahs nichem aveilim ledabur alev ha'advelim bedvorim ha'maskabim alev. The main point is to talk things what people could accept. Shikablu aleim din shemayim, that they should be mekabel din shemayim v'lo yitztayru. They shouldn't feel so much distress. Now, like I said before, it's not possible to take away the complete stress from distress what a person is. But if you speak the right words of amunah and betochen, you'll be surprised. The only thing is that when we go to be menachal avel, we don't prepare the speech. Just like before a dinner, when you get a guest speaker, you got to prepare the speech. When you do the mitzvah from nicham avelim, you got to prepare what are you going to say to the avelim, what's going to give them encouragement, what's going to make them stronger and become bigger maminim ma'akodesh baruch hu. And this takes time, and therefore you see Gedolei Yisrael sometimes didn't say anything because they didn't have the proper words to say. Eibishter shebench us that we should never have to come on to do this mitzvah, but it's always going to come up. The Eibishter made that people die, and there's a reason why the Eibishter did that for. Eibishter wants to give the people the reward in the next world. Whatever it is, if we could be mechazik ourselves and think before we talk by nicham aveilim. And Rabbi Miller used to say, if you don't have anything smart to say, then don't say anything. But just to talk and talk and talk without thinking, you could misuse this whole mitzvah of nicham aveilim. One of the reasons of advar halacha, what people don't know the halacha properly, is when they pick up the telephone, they don't say hello. Lani is daiti, and other poskim also say you could say hello, because hello is not a way of shila shalom. Hello is just to start the conversation. And therefore, when the oval picks up the telephone, he could say hello, according to many poskim. Everybody should ask his local Orthodox rabbi, but the world thinks at large you're not allowed to say hello. Rabbi Haken Shlita, this great tzaddik who does so much for the klal, asked me why did they cover the mirrors for. So one of the reasons is because when you see yourself in the mirror, it brings a certain happiness to a person. And in the Toich HaVeilus, you're not supposed to be happy. That's why you're not supposed to hold children in your lap. And if you should bring children are Hagia L'chinuch, but just to bring families, bring their young children, that's not right, because it's Masir Das from the HaVeilus. I just want to end off with one little story. When Rabbi Miller was sitting Shiva for his own mishpacha, so Rabbi Miller was a madrega and a level which we all can't, it's hard to emulate him. He didn't let anybody come upstairs. He did the nicham aveilim in shul, and he used to say that when a person sits aveilis for his own tzara, he should think of the tzara what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going through, that yidin are in golus for so long, because the Nefesh HaChaim says that if a person would know how much tsar the Eibishter has, how much distress the Eibishter has that we're in Golas, he says it's a million times more of the tsar that we have when we lose a loved one. And that's what we say. When you're sitting shiva for yourself, think about the churban of Yerushalayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not sitting in his house. Once you're in a down mood because you have your own avelas, focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's avelas. And that's why Rabbi Miller didn't let anybody come to be Menachal Ovel in his house. He only let them do it in shul. He said the rest of the day he wanted to think about the churban of the Eibishter's churban of Europe, churban of the Inquisition, because we're all suffering, all tzaras is coming because there's no Beis HaMikdash. Once the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, and that's a word to the Aveilim, while you're sitting shiva, don't forget that the Eibishter, that we're children of the Eibishter, and the Eibishter also has a tremendous churban, what he's dealing with, that he's not sitting in Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu bench us on this Lamed Gimel Bo'ema, we should be Zoicha Tamelech HaMashiach, and the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and Tchiyas HaMeisim.